I think Michael has been compromised. Let's keep walking, Jack.
Here are your hosts, Jason and Anna.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Delta Park Gets Lost. This is our extra special super show we do each week right after we watch ABC's hit show Lost. I am Jason.
Are you now?
I am.
And I'm Anna, and we're talking about Season 2, Episode 22. It's called 3 Minutes.
3 Minutes.
And boy, did we learn a lot this time around.
You know, it's been like that lately, hasn't it?
Yep. Well, they're keeping their promise of actually explaining stuff. You know, sometimes promos say that they're going to tell you everything and they don't. And right. I know that the producers and the writers are going to open up new plot lines for the end because, hello, why wouldn't we tune in next year? But so far, they're doing a good job of keeping their promise.
Right. So we've been suspecting and saying for quite a while that Michael is a liar and he's leading them into a trap.
For quite a while. We've been saying it for a week.
Oh, come on. Since Christmas. Since Christmas. We're so on top of it.
Right.
Turns out we were right.
Yeah, he's a liar and he's leading them into a trap.
Yeah.
Michael. I found them. The others. I saw one. I followed them back to their camp. They live in tents. Canvas tents and teepees. They eat dried fish. They're worse off than we are. They have a hatch. They keep it guarded 24/7. And two guards, two guns, and two guns is all I saw.
Michael?
So I came back to tell you.
Did you see Walt?
No. But I know he's there. As soon as I get my strength back, I will take us back there. And we are gonna get my boy back.
So.
He is describing what he saw.
Quite a bit, except he knows there's more guns than he said. Because he got shot at on the way there.
Yeah, that's right.
And they took his gun that he had, and then he saw the two there.
And then he saw them take all the guns from the...
He says that he saw a guy on the beach. No, he was taken there. Yeah. And he did see Walt. And you're right, yeah, he did see them friendly take all the guns from them in the woods. So. Yeah.
He's describing the camp pretty accurately, though.
He is, and he probably honestly does think that... They do live in tents.
Right.
Even though we know better
They're
than
pretending.
That.
They're pretending.
And then he is adamant that only a certain number of people go back and get Walt.
I have to get my son back.
We're going to help you do that, Michael.
It's got to be the way I said, man. Just the five of us. Otherwise, it won't work. It won't work.
I promise. We're going to figure that out.
No, I have already figured it out. It's got to be just the people who already know. You, me, Kate, Sawyer, Hurley. That's it. Anybody else, it puts him in more danger. You don't get to decide this. It's my son. It's my call. And that's the way it has to be.
And that's the way it'll be.
After a lot of thought.
Yeah. Well, because he knows, everybody knows how to push everybody's buttons now on this island, and he knows that's how you communicate with Jack.
I don't know. I kind of think that Jack was just saying that to kind of like temper him a little bit while they go and deal with burying those guys.
True.
And because they didn't really have a plan yet.
Yeah.
And those sort of things. And hello, not taking Saeed is the dumbest thing. I mean, everyone's like,
well, like Sawyer's said, like, the red beret. Oh, that's good stuff.
If we're going to go to a war, it's important to bring someone who's been in a war. So that just totally makes him sound so just crazy that it's not believable. And of course, Saeed picks up on that immediately.
Right,
and
but like, and Jack is like, oh, yeah, I was a little bit weird about it. Do-do-do-do. But Jack's he's doctor, so and Saeed is Saeed.
And now that Locke is miraculously cured again, he should be going back, right? And Echo's a big tough guy. Why don't you want to bring your big tough guys with
and
you?
And Jin is a big tough guy, too.
Yeah.
So
and Hurley's kind of wimpy, and so is Kate. Why would you want to bring them?
Evidently, they're good. They must be on the good list.
You know, yeah, we got the list. And of course, that list is quite interesting because it's...
Why are they on the list?
And it's not Sawyer. It's James Ford.
James Ford. That's creepy.
And Hugo. And yep. Did you notice that when Michael was trying to convince Hurley to go, he called him Hugo? Because that's how it was written on the list. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So I think that the biggest thing from this week was Walt again.
Walt is alive.
And we had a lot of good information from Walt.
Walt?
Dad.
Let him go. Let him go. Get your hands off him right now. Are you okay? Huh?
Yeah.
Did they hurt you?
They make me take tests.
They make you what?
We're not going to talk about that.
How's Vincent?
Well, Vincent? He's great. He's great. He misses you. Hey, don't be scared, man. Don't be scared. It's going to be over real soon, okay? I'm going to get you out of here, okay?
They're not who they say they are.
Walt?
They're pretending.
You want me to put you in the room again?
Pretending what?
Okay, that's it. We're done.
No, wait. Hey, wait. Come here, Walt. Wait. I'm sorry, come here.
Dad, don't. Help me, please.
No.
Don't leave me.
Don't. I won't, man. I'm going to get you out of here, okay? I promise you, I will get you out of here,
Dad,
okay?
Dad!
Let him go! Walt, wait, let go of him!
I love you!
Walt, I'm gonna get you out of here!
I love you!
Walt, I love you too, Walt!
Let me go!
Walt, we're gonna get you out of here!
Okay. So the big three things that I get out of that are the tests.
Mm-hmm. They're making them take tests, but we're not going to talk about that.
Right. And at the same time, Miss Clue, is that her name, was talking to Michael, and we're going to get to that, about the stuff that we saw Walt doing about being in places that he's not supposed to be. I wonder if those are part of the test. I don't know. Or if it's a blood test. And then pretending,
right.
And Walt's trying to tell them they're pretending. That's not who they are, but I don't think Michael, that's not really registering with him.
What are they pretending? Yeah.
But I think it registered with us that these guys are the Hansel Foundation. I don't know what's going on. And then she's going to have to put him in the room again.
Yeah.
So I don't know what room that is.
Is there a computer in the room?
Has he been chatting? Yeah, who was really talking with Michael on that?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't think it was Walt. I think he was being lured. Whoever it was way too, speaking like an adult almost, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Let's get into the other speak, shall we? There was a lot of others talking, and we got a lot of dialogue from them. And I guess one thing we didn't mention was something that you called last week, that this is all a flashback back to 13
what
days ago.
What happened to Michael while he was gone? Yeah. Woohoo!
Very good, Anna.
Well, whatever. We called that he's lying and leading them into a trap, too, as like, did everyone else.
At Christmas, though. That's when we did it. So,
yeah, right.
You know.
Christmas.
So there was lots of...
We'd forgotten about Michael. All of a sudden, he showed up. We're like, oh, yeah.
Well, that guy.
Huh.
So there was lots of dialogue with them, and we saw the other side of my favorite scene so far this year of Brenly greeting them in the woods, which is good. So let's get into some of that dialogue. It's just kind of fun.
You're Walt's old man, aren't you?
Huh?
What?
What are you doing? We need him.
Yep.
What do they need
him
for?
Don't shoot him.
I don't know.
They need him.
And then they bag him and they bring him back into where we saw the torches. And Alex is there, which I think is kind of funny to see it on the backside, because when Mr. Friendly calls for Kate to be brought out, he says, Alex, bring her out. And then we saw a guy come out. And so we all thought, oh, Alex was a guy.
Yeah.
Turns out Alex didn't go.
Yep.
And she, of course, we were introduced to her when... in Claire's episode, when she was in the medical hatch, and so she's very concerned about Claire.
And obviously, Alex is the weak link in the others. Obviously.
Right.
So.
It's okay. He's just delivering a message. He has to scare your friends to do it. Is Claire okay? Did she have the baby? Is it okay? Is it a boy or a girl?
My God.
Sorry.
Sorry, smack.
Yeah, she's sweet. I like Alex.
Yeah.
I want more Alex.
You know, this is totally baffling me now about Rousseau, because she's been there for 16 years and has never found this camp or anything.
I know. It's weird.
It's really weird. Because these guys just happen to be right out in the woods. You could just, the island doesn't seem to be that big. You can just walk right to their camp, and they're obviously right out in the open.
Yep. So hasn't she found it yet?
I don't know.
Yeah. I was actually kind of expecting her to show up in the camp.
Or yeah, her to walk in with Walt or something. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't promise this won't hurt.
What the? Oh, damn it.
Relax. Just taking some blood.
Taking some blood for what? Who are you people? Where's my son?
That's it. All done.
And a sign that they're not who they say they are. Dude brings out a clean Ziploc baggie in the middle of nowhere.
No, like...
to bag a needle full
of dirty old
syringe.
Guy brings out a syringe and is taking blood.
Yeah, something's not right
what
here.
What is going on? And then we meet Miss Clue, who has got some very important questions for Michael about his son.
She's weird.
Hello, Michael.
Where's my son?
My name is Miss Clue. I was hoping you might help me answer some questions.
About Walt.
Where is he?
Is he your biological son?
What?
Are you his father?
Yes, I'm his...
How old was he when he started speaking? Did he have any illnesses growing up? Headaches, fainting spells?
What? No! I wasn't there. He was halfway around the world. Why are you asking me all these
Did
questions?
Did Walt ever appear in a place he wasn't supposed to be? You say he was halfway around the world, but did you see?
I want my son. You bring him to me right now. I want to see my boy.
For someone who wants his son back so badly, you don't seem to know much about him, Michael.
It seems like she has some really big questions that are not answered. So it sounds like Walt was doing some freaky stuff when he was with them, because she can't really... It sounds like she really needs these answers because she doesn't know what the hell he was doing.
What is his deal? This kid is weird.
I mean, he was all wet and talking backwards and...
What's that all about?
I don't know what it's all about.
I don't know. Anyway, so that was good stuff. Lots of others, lots and lots of others. And I think next week, more others.
Yes, more others. Yay! We're going to go through the promo frame by frame here in a little bit.
Yep.
But first, there was some more stuff.
See. We see this. I found this really interesting because when Jack and Sawyer are talking, Sawyer is questioning Jack about where he and Kate were the night that they went into the woods.
Uh-huh.
They found Michael.
Uh-huh.
And Jack says, "We got caught in a net." And Sawyer's like, "Oh, is that what you're calling it these days?"
euphemism for...
Right, for sex. And then he admits his thing with Anna Lucia.
Right, which is weird because he's so... And let's listen to it.
I screwed her. What? It's how she got my gun. Anna. She jumped me.
It wasn't me.
Anna.
I totally would.
We got caught in a net. Why are you telling me this, Sawyer? You're about the closest thing I got to a friend, Doc.
That was about the weirdest thing I've ever heard him say.
You're about the... Yeah, and you know what I find interesting is that he doesn't consider Kate a friend. Because can he not have woman friends?
I don't know. Maybe he's just a guy's guy when it comes to friends.
It might be Sawyer's thing, yeah.
Maybe.
But I thought that was really interesting because I'm like, well, the closest thing you have to a friend is Kate. But obviously you can't tell Kate this because of the sexual tension there.
Uh-huh.
And obviously Jack is going to tell Kate... that Sawyer screwed her.
Right.
But anyway, I just thought that was all very interesting that Sawyer says Jack is his only friend. And yeah.
Yeah. So let's go to the phones. We got some listener feedback.
Let's go to the phone lines for some listener feedback.
Hey, I just said that.
Jason and Anna, this is Jerry from the First Day, Delaware.
What?
Hey, calling about your Lost podcast. I love it. And I have something to bring up. Maybe the theory with the other and lost tribes on the island might have something to it. Maybe this button that they push every 108 minutes would affect someone else's hatch. Maybe if they don't push the button, the hatch fills up with water or, you know, oxygen is taken out. Who knows? Who knows what that thing's doing when it pumps up? That's all I got. Don't have sex on an island with a woman because you'll get her killed. Have fun.
Thanks.
That's so true.
That is so true.
I totally agree.
Oh, that's why we went to Hawaii with my parents. he has a good point. We don't know what's really going to happen with that button. We don't know if the Pearl video was all just a mind game for whoever was in there. And if that wasn't another experiment about watching people.
What I find interesting is that Locke is once again keeping his secrets, and he and Echo aren't telling anybody about the map on the inside of the door or about finding the Pearl Hatch and all the videos. Nobody knows that they're living an experiment. They haven't told anybody.
Well, they did come back. Well,
they didn't tell anybody where they went. They lied and said they didn't find, what's his butt? Henry Gale.
Oh, well, that's they didn't really go looking
for
Henry Gale.
About him. I know.
But
anyway, I think it's interesting that they didn't tell.
That's typical, though, isn't it?
Well, how would you have a plot if everybody knew everything?
I know.
Hi, my name is Keith, and I'm calling about your guys' Lost program there. I love it. Listen to it every week. Something that you guys overlooked from this last episode that I thought was kind of important. What was up with Locke sending the little map that he had drawn up the chute? I think that may come back to haunt the Lost. He's there. Great show. Love you guys. Talk later. Bye.
Keith, what would we do without you?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second when we talk about the promo for next week.
Yeah, because, well, we saw that in the promo.
Yeah.
Some other things from this episode. Charlie and Echo seem to be on the outs now all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because they were best buddies.
Echo's just kind of over him.
Building the church.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't need to build the church anymore.
No, and Charlie obviously needs someone to latch onto. He can't just be by himself.
Yeah.
So now he's latching back onto Claire.
Right. Yeah.
Which is good. That was right in the first place.
Yeah, so he gets Claire some drugs.
Which is really creepy.
Which is really weird.
And she's totally ready to put them into her baby.
Yeah, and then they're like, she's still a little bit standoffish until the funeral. Then they're holding hands and they're back together again. Charlie was back, which is kind of nice. He's still a little, I don't know what's up with Charlie, but...
I know.
Throwing his drugs into the ocean.
That was good.
And Locke seeing him throw his drugs into the ocean so that at least Claire won't think that he took them and hit him, or Sawyer won't think that he took them and hit him somewhere. Right. Although, if someone else gets shot in the stomach, they're going to need some more heroin now. And
right. That's what I was thinking, too. I'm like, oh, no.
And at the funeral, Hurley saying that Libby helped many people. I just thought that was really funny.
She's crazy.
And then last week we did say that we thought that there might be two groups of others, but I think this week pretty much solidified that there's one group, and they're probably the Hanso Foundation running these experiments.
Yep, pretty
but
crazy.
We don't know for sure.
I don't know. All right, so the promo for next week.
Should we listen to it and then go back and talk about it? Okay.
Next Wednesday, the answers you've been waiting for are here. 2-hour season finale. What happens when the countdown ends?
This is real!
Why did Flight 815 really crash? And has salvation finally arrived?
Did it rescue? Are we saved?
The season finale that changes everything. Lost, next Wednesday at 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
Season finale that changes everything.
Woo-woo! Well, they're gonna need a change.
Yeah.
So
we know what happened. We know why the plane crashed.
We're going to know.
We're going to know what happens when the clock goes down.
Yep.
And you said, the other thing that you were talking about on TV Squad was that we're going to finally find out the whole Walt Michael thing is going to be put to bed.
Right. But then that's according to Newsweek. But then according to Entertainment Weekly, it's not. So I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, so we go frame by frame through the promo. And these are some things that stand out. A lot of it's just like, you know, Jack.
Running and.
Yeah. Kate. Sawyer, whatever. Uh-huh. But so, first of all, we see the monster. The black smoke is back.
Well, we don't see it, but they see it and we hear it at the beginning. Something explodes, and we see, I think, Charlie go flying like somewhere. Mm-hmm. The hatch doors go down again with Echo inside. It looks like he's trying to jump under something.
Yep. We also see a Dharma key unlocking something, which is pretty cool.
Really weird.
And then we see Desmond.
Desmond in a flash frame running, and we've known for a while that this is going to be a Desmond-centric episode. It's going to be his flashback.
And we're going to get to see Libby in some of his flashbacks, too.
That's
so
what
maybe
I hear.
We'll find out what her deal is.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And then we see,
you know, at the end of this episode, we saw the boat coming in.
Right.
And we don't know what that boat
is. Just a sailboat.
Was it Desmond's boat?
Was it the boat that Michael asked for from the others? Did they send a boat over there?
I don't know. But we do see in the flash frame, Jin and Saeed are on that boat, and it looks like Saeed is looking through binoculars. So Anna, being the genius that you are, thinks...
I think that the people who Michael wants to go with him to get Walt back, go with him.
Uh-huh.
But Saeed and Jin and maybe someone else go on their own stealth mission and sail across the island, around the island, and... Are going to launch an assault from the water. I don't know.
Good idea.
I don't think anything's on the boat, quite frankly.
I don't either. Yeah. I think it's just come floating in. Although, it would be funny if Desmond was on the boat. Maybe he knew where his boat was, and that when he left the hatch, he ran to go get on it, boat. And then he didn't have any more of his vaccine, and he... I don't know.
I don't know either.
Vamping here. We also see Locke trying to smash the computer, and Echo's arm kind of comes in right at the end to stop him.
Possibly, yeah.
So they're going to have that little... melting point there, and I guess that's part of with the clock running to zero again.
And at the end, we see a big pile of canisters, like the one that Locke sent up through the
Well,
tube.
Locke didn't send the... Didn't he just put the paper under it, and it sucked it up?
I don't remember. I thought he put it in a canister.
Anyway, there's a whole pile of canisters over by where they see the monster, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. We're excited.
I know. So the canisters are just going up into the air, evidently.
Yeah, they're just landing up
in a pile as big as a pile of dinosaur poop. It kind of reminded me of Jurassic Park a little bit.
As big as a pile of dinosaur poop. Thanks. It's a wonderful, wonderful picture. Let's see. Let's listen to what we did on the big show this week, shall we?
This week on the Delta Park Project, another celebrity encounter. This time, I talked to Dr. Cox on Scrubs.
And I don't know why I started calling Zaki's characters girls' names in the pilot, but I don't know why, but I did. And then Billy Lawrence thought it was funny, so he told me to keep doing it.
Oh, really?
Speaking of Scrubs, this week's show is brought to you by Chili's.
Baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
Dear God, what did they say, ribs?
A special message from President Gore in the best episode of SNL this year.
Glaciers that once were melting are now on the attack. As you know, these renegade glaciers have already captured parts of Upper Michigan and Northern Maine, but I assure you, we will not let the glaciers win.
And Lee's back for 2 minutes with a music review and a movie review.
So you can go over. Very, very nice interview, Anna, this week with John C. McGinley from Scrubs. Congratulations on that. Also, we're going to have to start talking to you guys about what we're going to do this summer. Because we only have one more episode, and then we're kind of going to be punting for a little bit. So a lot of it's going to depend on maybe the Lost experience and whatever you guys have to offer to call in and keep us going.
Right. Oh, and we do think, however, that the people who the producers of Lost should actually hire us to go do their official podcast.
Yeah, let's get
a
petition
going to their show. Yeah, and I think they should do it after the show comes out so we can talk specifically about the episode, because right now it's not that. They're just talking about like issue stuff, and they can't really talk about anything because it should be a companion to the episode.
Wouldn't it be cool if the official podcast was done by fans and we were over there talking to the actors and all that fun stuff?
We do a good job.
Yeah,
I'm a former television producer, people.
Yeah, let's get on it. So anyway, that's our little dream.
I just want to move to Hawaii, okay? That's all I'm saying.
That's it. That is everything for this week. We will catch you next week after a very, very exciting season finale. I am Jason.
And I'm Anna.
Seacrest out.
You've just listened to the Delta Park Project with your hosts, Jason and Anna. Delta Park Project is a pop culture podcast produced each week in Beaverton, Oregon. Be part of the show. Call the voicemail hotline 1-206-20-DELTA or send an email to hangry@gmail.com. To find links for everything mentioned in this show, go to our website at deltaparkproject.com.